Do you have different ways of distinguishing high ground from low ground?
As a hill and a kind of valley, or a hill is a high
ground. We don't have much of it around here, do we?
No. I miss that too.
No, that's right.
I'm from a high area.
Yeah.
The very highest bit of land, you might call it the Rocky, the Allegheny.
Mountain, but...
you don't have those around.
No. I've never seen them even.
And the place where you might, where they might tie up the boat to unload the freight off of a boat would be the...
dock or the wharf or the...
Okay. And how about the kinds of roads around here, by the things that are made of?
Blacktop. We're mostly blacktop. And gravel. We ain't got all blacktop. Some cement, of course, you know, 30. You came on.
34, huh?
Yeah.
How about a... Would you call a cement road, or...
I'd call it a cement road. That
you're
is
giving somebody directions. They go down here, do you cross the cement road?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Cross the cement road down here, 34. If it's blacktop, you'd say blacktop.
Okay. Do you have a name of a road that's not a main road? It goes back into the wilderness?
Into the country?
Yes.
You want the name?
Yeah, what would you call that kind of road? It's just a little
arch.
Not a shortcut, no.
No, wait a minute.
Byway? Would you say byway or back road or neighborhood road?
Back road, I've heard that. That's back the only thing I've.
Okay. You had a dog in your yard, and you didn't want the dog in your yard, and you had a stone in your hand. You might say, "I took the stone and I
threw it at the dog."
Or yesterday, I took the stone and
threw it at the dog.
Okay. You threw what at him?
Threw the stone at the dog.
Okay. And you knock on the door, and nobody comes. You're visiting, so you knock on the door. Nobody comes to the door, and you say to yourself, "Well, it looks like nobody's."
Nobody's home.
And I'm interested in a combination of sounds here. Suppose you like milk in your coffee, and somebody said, "How would you like your coffee?" And you say, "I like it with
milk."
But would you say that again? I like it
with milk.
I'd say cream.
The sound.
Otherwise, I'd take it black.
Or if you didn't like it that way, you say, "I like it with
straight,
plain."
Or the opposite of with is without. So I like it. I like
without.
This. Without. Without milk.
You had a difference in the th. That's what I was after.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be trained to hear these things. Train's coming down the track and this way, and you're going this way. You might say the train is coming right
toward me.
And go downtown and meet somebody that you didn't especially plan to see, and you go home and say, "Guess who I
saw uptown?"
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, "Guess who I ran
into?"
You would say,
and you didn't really run into him, though.
You didn't say, well, some people say ran onto, ran across, ran into is the one that would be most likely. Now, the boy's name is George, and his father's name is George. You might say the parents named the boy
Junior.
Or they named him
George Junior.
His father.
George Junior.
Or Senior.
But no, just would you say he named him after him, or named him for him, named him?
Named after.
The boy's named after his father.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The boy's named after his father.